T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That is how anxious I am to talk to WWL Sports Director Christian Garrick. I can't wait. How you doing, Christian?
Tommy, false start on you. That's okay, though. It's the preseason, so we're good.
Yeah,
how
well,
are you? I'm doing great, man.
That's what the preseason is for. I was listening to you and Bobby and Steve yesterday, and you said you got a ticket with the Saints at 7.5 games, and you bet the over. Is that what I heard?
You heard me correctly. I got that action at 7.5. That was before they signed Tyrann Mathieu. It went up to 8.5. But, yeah, I got a ticket in my hand. I feel really good about Tommy because 7.5 wins? Come on.
I think you got value in that ticket, Christian. And I also think, or rather, what else though made me wonder about that is when Bobby Hebert said about Vegas and that they know a lot. And he didn't really say that Vegas was wrong. He thought that double digits, you know, with the I word, and I don't even want to say it, was extremely possible. What do you think about the Saints and double-digit win season? And you brought up a good point about predictions as well, or wherever you got that. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's a publication. I can't remember. It's a national publication. I don't know if it was CBS or Sporting News, but they have power rankings, right? And they have the Saints rated the 13th best team in the league. And that tells me they're a playoff team. Well, that leads me to believe that the national perspective is that this is a playoff team. It affirms what we think, because there's 14 teams that make the playoffs every year, 7 in each conference. So here's the deal. This defense, Tommy, has an opportunity, a chance to be not just a really good defense, but an elite defense. And I know you don't have Drew Brees, and I know Jameis Winston is coming off an ACL injury. I think that if you look at the trajectory last year from Jameis Winston before he got hurt, he was playing winning football. Now, he's just got to take the approach that, hey, don't try to hit the home run every play. Don't lose the game. You don't have to win it for us, Jameis, but just don't lose it. Don't throw a bunch of interceptions. And with that defense and the playmakers they now have on offense, getting back Mike Thomas, adding Jarvis Landry, Chris Olave, and then obviously AK, Alvin Kamara, and Taysom Hill, man, they got a lot of weapons on offense that they didn't have a year ago.
Well, here's the thing. If you got an elite defense, you don't need Drew Brees. But that being said, I am of the feeling with the Saints' additions at receiver, I think the Saints are going to have a pretty good offensive year as well. Big question mark, Alvin Kamara. And if, for example, and we don't know, but if he's out for the first 6 games, how do you see that affecting the Saints?
Well, Tommy, I don't think he's going to be out for the first 6 games because his hearing was postponed until October.
Okay.
So that leads me to believe that the league's not going to make any or take any disciplinary action until there's more evidence that comes out in the criminal probe and the criminal charges for Alvin Kamara. So I think he is going to be there for the first 6 games. I, in fact, also think that Alvin Kamara won't face any kind of league disciplinary action until 2023.
Man, let me tell you, that sounds good. We're going to take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back. I saw one of your colleagues, Jeff Nowak, whom we speak to occasionally, tweeted something about Cesar Ruiz, and he had a rough season last year, I think, but apparently doing better in training camp. We'll talk about him. Jameis Winston, I want to get your observations as well, and I think that's pretty smart, connecting the dots there with their, 14 NFL playoff teams, right? And if the Saints are ranked at 13th, well, there you go. 820 more with Christian Garrick when we come back. You got any black and gold questions about the Saints, 504-260-1870. It's the Oakland Jeweler WWL Talk and Text Line. I'll pass them along to KG when we come back. Right now it's time for traffic on WWL. 824, Tommy Tucker, 825, call it, talking to sports director at WWL, Christian Garrick, about the Saints and training camp. Christian, let me get to the text line because I like to take care of the customers, you know that. If a dedicated Saints fan could travel to only one away game, which game would Christian pick? You've been around as a sideline reporter at all these stadiums. You got the Saints schedule. I don't know if you got it there in front of you or not, but I can help you out if you don't because it sounds like you might be driving. For away games, you got your choice of Tampa Bay, You got your choice of Atlanta, Carolina, Arizona, Pittsburgh, San Francisco, Tampa Bay, Cleveland, or Philly.
London against the Vikings.
Yeah, that's sold out, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't prefaced with that.
Let me leave London out of it then.
Okay, I would say not within the division, just because
I don't waste a lot of time. I'd go with the 49ers because it's a great city. It'd be something to see, right?
Yeah, San Francisco's a cool town. Levi Stadium's a new stadium. 49ers fans are notoriously just rude, though, so be prepared.
Yeah. Okay, tell me about Taysom Hill. Is he practicing or not, or do you know anything about his injury?
Well, he's been missing practice for the last week and a half with a rib injury, as described by Dennis Allen, the head coach, and he said he expected to see him soon, but, you know, they're vague on these details and on these injuries in general. So I haven't seen him lately. I think they're being precautious with it. And you don't need to see him right away.
A rib injury is very painful. Let that heal. He'll be fine. Somebody brought up a point about Jameis Winston that if he would have played all year, and look, you never know, right? But based on what he was doing, you'd have been looking at a 30 touchdown and 9 interception year for him. Again, that's just based if you extrapolate the numbers out. From what you've seen in training camp, do you think the old Jameis is gone with the interceptions?
Yes, I'd like to believe so. Based on last year, his trajectory, he was 12 tutties to 3 interceptions before he went down with an injury, and that, as you pointed out, that extrapolates to 30 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. I just think that if Jameis understands that, hey, I don't have to hit the home run, the big ball. The ball he throws really well is that deep ball. It's
in the
pretty.
Bucket, right? What did Sean Payton call it, or somebody called it the drop it in the bucket or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, he throws that deep ball as good as anybody in the NFL. Where he's a little inaccurate is on the intermediate routes, And if you're late over the middle, if you're late outside the numbers, which he's been at times during training camp, that's asking for trouble in the NFL. That's asking for an interception if you're late on a ball that's outside the numbers, on a deep outs, et cetera. So that's a timing play that I think, they'll get better on. He's throwing a back shoulder. He's throwing some fades better. But the intermediate passes is where he has to improve his accuracy.
All right, let's talk about Cesar Ruiz, because I saw a text by Jeff Nowak saying he's having a pretty good camp. He did have a questionable year last year, I thought. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I would agree with you. Last year was not a very good year for him. And what was pointed out at the beginning of this training camp by general manager Mickey Loomis and head coach Dennis Allen is that if you go back to look at where he was drafted, it was the start of the pandemic, right? Mm-hmm. That was April of 2020. And so we know everybody was on edge and everybody was taking precaution and there was a lot of rules in place. And so his rookie year was thrown off by that. And then last year, COVID was still around, so they still had COVID protocols and all these other things. So, and I think that stunted his growth to a degree. So this is his first, normal off season, mm-hmm. this past off season. So I think that that's a benefit for him, and I expect him to improve. But if he's not improved, then the Saints have options. They've got quality depth along the offensive line. But for now, I think Cesar Ruiz is your right guard.
Oh, what the hell happened with Kiko Alonso?
Well, he hadn't played in 3 years, and when you get to be 31 years old and you get out there and you go, man, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. In terms of the mental preparation, the mental toll that it takes, the physical toll that it takes. I mean, he's been in the league since 2014, and I can understand where you go, I just don't have it anymore. I just don't want to do this anymore.
Where they fly him in from? Where they fly him in from? Do you know?
I'm not sure.
Could have maybe figured that out before he took the flight. Real quick, what y'all talking about this afternoon?
Latest from Saints training camp. Also LSU underway in their fall practice. So we'll have plenty of sound from the coaches and the players.
I'll be listening. Thank you, Christian Garrick, sports director, host of Sports Talk, co-host of Sports Talk. Happens at 4 o'clock every day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.